Chicago, the WGN Barn Dance is on the air. Direct from Mid-America's new broadcast center, WGN Radio Chicago, this is Orion Samuelson welcoming you to another hour and a half of great Saturday night entertainment, starring Bob Atcher, Dolph Hewitt, Red Blanchard, Archie the Arkansas Woodchopper, the Johnson Sisters, the Sage Riders, Harold Turner, and our special guest star who appears with us each noontime on the Country Fair Show, Elaine Rogers, all brought to you by Darling & Company and the Country Company, here on the WGN Barn Dance.
Ladies, sir, back to my dance, the center farm, follow the right hand, cross high to do left hand, back and out with you, skip that gal and take your own promenade.
Saturday night at the old barn dance, everybody is happy and
tonight, but it's warm here in the hayloft. And let's have a great big welcome now for the top hand of the cowhands, Bob Atcher.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, and a great big howdy, howdy, howdy to everybody everywhere. It is the one and only WGN Barn Dance, and we're going to have a load of fun. I bet we got a bigger audience tonight than usual, fellas.
Yeah.
Folks can't go no place, not even none. So we got them all tuned in to the 720 spot and sitting there waiting for a lot of entertainment, and entertainment we have. Right now, we'd like to bring to the microphone two of the prettiest little girls you ever saw in your life with real sweet voices, too. These youngsters are probably happy to be this far south from their old Michigan home tonight. They got ice instead of snow, huh? Well, maybe that's better. I don't know. But here they are, Ruth and Edith, the Johnson sisters, with the Alpine Ball. Lots of snow there, too.
Tonight's the night at the Alpine Ball. Dee-o-la-la-la-dee, wa-la-la-la-dee. We'll all go there when the alphorns call. Dee-o-la-la-la-dee, wa-la-la-la-dee. There we'll stay till dawn early light. We'll dance beneath the stars above to brighten up the night. Music day, our hearts will delight. We'll have a happy time and then we'll say good night. So join us down at the Alpine Ball.
Thank you, girls. Thank you very much. Well, Red Blanchard had some comment to make about the folks who didn't arrive, who had tickets for tonight, but I don't blame them too much. We got an awful lot of admiration for the ones who did just come sliding in to see us here.
Sure, yes, enough. There.
What do we got? About a third of the place full here. Mm-hmm. And those folks are better than usual. They're trying to make up for the folks who are not here, Archie. Well, sir, we got a young fella here who really goes to town with either a banjo or a guitar. And this one has the name guitar in it. He's just contrary enough to play it on a banjo, but I guess he'll do it on a guitar.
He's sticking to his that's right tonight.
Oh, well, all right, Jimmy. This is Jimmy Hutchinson, friends, and he's going to do a little galloping on the guitar.
Thank you.
Jim, and while you were playing that, I could just see that old horse rocking along and the poor old boy on his back freezing to death. Well, this is our lucky night. We, in spite of the weather, have Orion Samuelson back with us after about a... Well, you've missed two shows now, haven't you? Well, we're glad that you're back, and we also are happy to have another member of your family as our special guest tonight. We have the young lady who's the featured singer on the Country Fair show here on WGN each weekday. And I've often wondered, there's a fine line between a person who sings a real sweet ballad and puts all her heart into it and a person who is just a top-notch comedian. And I think this girl could go either way or both. Generally, she sort of goes both. Let's see what she's going to do to us now. Here, friends, is Elaine Rogers.
Well, lots of folks have told me I got pulled for I got ripe. A winter apple picked off in the fall. But even as a youngin', I was not the bashful type. I could yell the loudest of them all. You see, I'm little, but I'm loud. I'm poor, but I'm proud. I'm countryside, and I don't care who knows. I'm like a fanny rooster in a great big rooster crowd. I'm puny, short, little, but I'm loud. Now I learned to do my thing and walking long behind the flowers.
Elaine Rogers, thank you very much. You know, friends, Jimmy Davis, who is the governor of Louisiana, wrote that song. And I was kind of hoping there for a while he was tuned in tonight to hear the whole new set of lyrics for it. But luckily, she found it there just about the end of the first line to the second verse. She got out. And by that time, she had pulled it out of that whole big pile of stuff she had in her hand. Oh, Elaine, that was wonderful. I was just wishing somehow or other everybody could see the confusion. And then what all went on while she was singing, because she dropped all that pile of stuff right at her feet here and then started kicking it around. Oh, my. Oh, it was worth the price, I'll tell you. All you folks that stayed home ought to be sorry now. Well, time now to bring to the microphone the boy who just, I should say, than which there is no witcher in this business of playing an accordion. Champagne Polka with an ending I've never heard before. Played for us by Lino Frigo, along with the Sage Riders. Archie, how much did that whistle cost you?
Well, I haven't paid for it yet.
Oh, I see.
It's one of these jobs where you buy now and pay in May.
Buy now and pay in May.
Yeah, best I got time, one of the Al Rice will fix it up for me.
Best time to buy is in June,
huh? I don't know.
Gives you almost a whole year.
I don't know whether I really like the tone of it, though.
You could be a long way off in 11 months. The tone's not so hot?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, the best part about this whistle is the young fellow that it ushers in.
That's the only important
this
thing.
This is another reason that we're especially lucky tonight. This boy left Mason City, Iowa to come to be on the show this morning about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he arrived at Rockford, I guess, about 6.
Yeah.
And he got here. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. You.
I'll tell you all. Now, I've got to tell him what happened. I had a little itch right in the middle of my back, and I was reaching on there scratching it, and I got about 6 pairs of hands came in there and started scratching, and it sure feels good now.
Friendly gesture.
Parky, fuck her up, will you?
All right.
We've made the folks wait too long already. Here is Donald. Red Blanchard.
Whatever you paid for the whistle, it was too much to blow in.
Yeah.
Yes. Remember, friends, before you go out to shovel this drifting snow, this is the stuff for which we prayed last summer when it was 90 in the shade.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know, you can get a lot done weather like this around the house. Things that you kind of put off. I did. It's a sort of a hobby with me. I like to. Everybody should have a hobby, you know.
Yeah.
And then you get goofy about it, and then it keeps you from going nuts about things in general, you know. And we always have hobbies. The wife likes to swim and crochet. It gets the yarn a little soggy. But now I like to fix things around the house. That's a lot of fun, and this is the weather for it. And I'm pretty handy, like, around the kitchen. Of course, so is the garbage can, but I like to do a carpentry work. Oh, I get more fun out of that. I took our end table and made an old orange crate out of it. And then we had a nice upstairs apartment, and I converted that into an old attic.
You did?
Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. And then for the kids' room, I built a dresser. I guess it's all right to say drawers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This has four drawers.
No.
Uh-huh. And all, I put the whole thing together with 11 penny nails. That's 10 penny and a penny tax.
Oh,
and, see, a nail, that's a little piece of iron about that long that you aim at while you hit your thumb. So the best thing, there's two ways you can keep from hitting your thumb.
How?
And that's to hold a hammer in both hands. That works good. Or else hold the nail yourself and then give your wife the hammer. That's what I did. And then I said, when I nod my head, you hit it with a hammer. Don't try that again.
Uh-oh.
No, that's enough of that. And then we're going to do a little remodeling around the house. And our building's in kind of bad shape. The building inspector came over and looked at it, and he said we'd have to have it we'd have to have it painted before he could condemn it.
Oh, yeah.
That's how bad it is. Yeah. We bought this house. And the agent said, I'd like to show you a house that we have here, this realtor. He says, it's a pretty nice house. Would you like to go out and see if it's still standing? And so I didn't look it over much. I don't know nothing about swamps, you know. And so we went out there, and he's explaining the house. He says it has three bedrooms, and it has a bath, and it has a kitchen, and it has a front room, and and den. And my wife says, and then what, you know? And then, the fellow wanted to sell it because of ill health, the fellow that owned it, because the beam fell on his head, you know. It's real nice. I tell you what, we have a sunken living room. That's one thing we have. And the funny thing
is,
yeah, it's still sinking, too. You know, when we first moved in, I thought one pants leg was longer than the other. I found out the floor is slanty. So then we had to have a name for it. And this is back, you remember back in the days, Archie, you remember this, Bob would too. Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks just got married, you know, and they bought this beautiful home and they called it Pick Fair.
Pick
was for Pickford and the fair was for Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And so my wife's name is Sally and mine is Donald, so what do you suppose we called ours?
No telling.
Pick Fair. My wife likes that name.
So,
but, you know, it takes a... It takes a lot of living to make a home, but before that, it takes a lot of borrowing. Thank you.
Oh, my. Thank you very much, Red. That was Donald Red Blanchard. And here now, on behalf of our good sponsor, is Orion Samuelson. Thank you much. And now, friends, we want you to hear a theme which identifies a very special person on our show.
When you hear me call, the old lady, that means we'd like to say hello.
Hello there, Dolph. Friends, here he is, the king of the barn dance himself, Dolph Hewitt.
Yeah.
When it's homecoming time in Happy Valley, all the folks I used to know gathered in the grove. Church bells will chime in Happy Valley, calling home the good old friends I know. Folks gonna gather round me, all day singing at a dinner on the ground. Your aunts and your uncles and your double first cousins all gather round to greet you by the dozen. When it's homecoming time in Happy Valley, we'll sing those good old songs I used to hear. Talk about singing in sweet communion. You must drop around to the big reunion down in Happy Valley once a year. Gonna
gonna gather from miles around. Having all day singing and a dinner on the ground. Your aunts and your uncles and your double-fisted cousins all gather round to greet you by the dozen. Homecoming time in Happy Valley. We'll sing those good old songs we used to hear. Talk about singing in the sweet country. You might drop around to the big reunion down at Happy Valley once a year.
Good going, Dolph. Thanks very much. Dolph Hewitt singing for us Homecoming Time in Happy Valley. Here once again is Orion Samuelson.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It was happy because I was up in Green Bay at the Green Bay Packer game and I saw the Packers beat that. It was very happy.
Oh, good for you. Well, it's nothing like watching the old hometown team win. Here's a hometown team that can sure win. It's the Sage Riders, led this time by that boy with the steel guitar from down Paddywhack way, Tiny Murphy, and he says he wants to play the Georgia steel guitar.
More than 500 Country Company's agents who serve throughout all of Illinois. Next Saturday night, the Country Company will again bring you this portion of the WGN Barn Dance. Hello again, this is Orion Samuelson welcoming you back to our Barn Dance Sail-Off. We're all set to start with another portion of tonight's big show. Lots more fun and entertainment.
Round 880, you come around with a big boot. I've been a little bit out of the deep. Been walking on a rolling ground with you. No wag, I don't think I'm big grinding that easy. Care that easy.
Well, here's another fellow that shovels through the snow tonight, and let's put him to work.
All right.
Archie, the Arkansas woodchopper.
Thank you. It's real good to have you back around here, Orion. Let me see. What am I? Oh, I know. I'm going bear hunting.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Red with me. He's good at hunting bear, I'm telling you. Now, Alma Jones arose at dawn, put his hunting breeches on, and looked up by the shotgun on the wall. He made his mind up then and there to bag himself a hunk of bear to hunt, and he had plenty on the bone. He milked a cow and fed the hog, kissed his wife, tied the dog, picked up his gun, and started on his quest. Crossed the creek and hit the trees, threw back his head and sniffed the breeze, let out a yell and pounded on his chest. Oh, here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run. Well, he hunted all the morning through, but not a bear came into view as Elmer's thoughts were on the kitchen range. He was sick as he could be of lamb and chicken fricassee and craved a mess of bear meat for a change. Poor Elmer's thoughts were in a fog. He paused and sat down on a log to get his faculties back in the groove. Heard a noise standing there before him was a grizzly bear. Elmer figured it's time he made his move.
Here comes Elmer, Elmer's got his gun. Here comes Elmer, run, bear, run.
Well, he grabbed his gun and turned around, and Mr. Bear just stood his ground, and Elmer says it's either me or thou. The gun refused to go, and Elmer says somebody better go. So long, bud, I'm leaving as of now. Then Alma showed a sprouted wings and feet developed inner springs to linger longer he was disinclined. He runs so fast through muck and Mari's ankle set his socks on fire. Still that bear kept coming on behind.
Here comes Almer, Almer's got his gun. Here comes Almer, run, bear, run.
Well, a deer with antlers 8 feet wide got in the way of Almer's stride, and both of them went heading for the brush. Almer says, listen, son, if that's the fastest you can run, move over, boy. I'm really in a rush. Well, the bear's gained an inch by inch and finally reached out for the clinch as Almer saw the fence around his place. Cleared the fence, landed hard, jumped 60 feet across the yard and slammed the kitchen door in Bruin's face.
Here comes Almer, Almer's got his gun. Here comes Almer, run, bear, run.
Well, the bear was trying to get inside. Almer saw the place to hide and Mrs. Jones began to pull her hair. She says, this bus has got to stop. Why don't you let the matter drop? Alma said, honey, go out and tell that to the bear. How come you think, you silly goon, that you're a Mr. Daniel Boone whose appetite on bear meat you surmise? He says, I'm sure that you're aware that Daniel always killed his bear. Honey, I brung this baby home alive.
Now here comes Alma. Alma's got his gun. Here comes Alma. Run, bear, run.
Thanks a lot, boys, for helping me out on that. Well, right now, we have back with us our friend, as usual, here on Saturday night, none other than fine organist Harold Turner. Now, folks, this is your chance to let everybody know that you made it through that last snowdrift. So sing out real loud, and this one here is one I'm sure you all remember. I wish I did. So here we go. Did that go to suit you over there?
Oh, that's
a good. Yeah, Al was humming right along in there with everybody
that's
else, really singing.
That's the Scotchman song. Let the rest of the world go by.
Scotchman song. That was Red Blanchard's voice you heard right there. Hey, I better find out what's coming up next here if we're going to do anything about it. What I would like to mention before we do have anything next, you know, the whole gang of us here on the Barn Dance would like to come out and visit in your neighborhood and put on a little show for you. And we all try to see that all your friends and neighbors that come in for the show will have a good time. Maybe you'd like to raise funds for your worthy cause out in your district, your neighborhood. Get in touch with Dolph Hewitt here at the WGN Barn Dance, and he'll give you all the details. Let us know when you plan to have it, and give us plenty of time so that we can get out the publicity and let you know things like that about it. So if you're planning anything in your neighborhood, why, get in touch with Dolph, and he'll give you the all the information about the whole gang here coming out to have a big time in your town. We'll even bring Red Blanchard. We won't bring him in.
I wouldn't miss it. That, I enjoy personal disappearances because it teaches you a stage presence and how to duck. And,
All right. Say, here is a very nice boy. Come up close to the microphone. Once in a while. He's very shy and things like that. This is Johnny. Yeah, throw that big wavy head of hair of yours back out of your face there. You got to be able to see the music. John, you kind of put together a deal here. I've never heard this.
Well, it's the thing I wrote. It sort of sounds like a hoedown and a little bit like Mozart, so I call it 18th century hoedown.
18th? See? That's 18th century hoedown, and it sounds... Well, we'll listen and see. We'll let you know how we think it sounds. Here, Johnny Freakin. Know if I should mention this or not, but in a hoedown, the kind we play for those barn dances, you know, when you come to that retarded spot, you're going to catch somebody losing their balance, falling over into the horse's manger or something else if you retard that much in the hoedown. Is it? All right. Okay. If that's what you want. Will it? Now, folks, we're real happy to bring to you again our kind of a real special feature here, the Western Song of the Week by the top hand of the cowhands, Bob Asher. Bob?
Thank you, Archie. I want to sing a song that Rattlesnake Pete calls Weeds. He said, Bob Nolan says he wrote a thing and he called it Tumbling Tumbleweeds, and he says, I'm going to prove to you that the song is really Weeds. There's no place for that tumbling tumble bit in there. Did you ever hear him do that?
Yeah.
He sang it. Now, boys, don't play on this because this is not the way we usually do it. Pete would do it something like this. Well, see, I'm a tumbling down, a pledging the love to the ground, a lonely but free on the bound, drifting along with the weeds.
He didn't have room for that. Tumbling in there.
You'd no way in the world to get it in there.
No, sir, he couldn't. I can understand why he just called it weeds then.
And he had a voice just about like that, poor guy. Here, though, is the song where the young man was a drifter, scared of women, and comparing himself to the weed. I'm alone. Cowboy riding all day long, tumbleweeds around me sing their lonely song, nights underneath the prairie moon I ride along.
apart. Just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night has gone that a new world's born at dawn. Tumbleweed.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Well, now that you're talking, you can come right on over here and keep right on talking there. Oh. Donald Red Blanchard.
No, what am I supposed to do?
Anything you want to do. We just turned the whole thing right over to you.
That's a pretty good deal. I got plenty of time. I don't like to hurry things.
No.
I haven't even got my Christmas tree up yet.
Well, listen.
Harkey, you brought me up here at a wonderful time because this happens to be one of the prettiest songs I think that I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
A real, real pretty one.
Yeah. Well, you
called The Strangest Little Melody. That's the title of the song, and it's going to be sung for you on the Big Barn Dance tonight by Ruth and Edith, the Johnson sisters.
Here's the song my mother sang to me. It has the strangest little melody. She called it her little humming song, 'cause it would make you want to hum along.
Going to be a pretty one, and certainly well done by Ruth and Edith, the Johnson sisters. Jimmy Hutchison, his banjo and his orchestra, and is this the one where your fingers never leave your hands, isn't it?
I hope not.
Well, good. You just play along here on the banjo, Bye Bye Blues, and we'll know whether you've been shoveling snow or not.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. I'll throw that in, too.
Oh, all right, a medley.
¶¶
little medley there. Oh, that was good. That was fast, too. I've seen him play the minute waltz in 58 seconds. Well, he can do it, too. Well, here's some of that fine singing Pennsylvania style. We call out the king of the barn dance. We'll give him a great big old hayloft welcome for Dolph Hewitt. Yeah. Hey.
Look into your heart and tell me honestly, are you in love with me? Are you true? Look into your heart and tell me if you see a place there for me. I love you. If you have an old love you still long to see within your heart, my darling, would be no place for me. So look into your heart and tell me if you're free to love no one but me. I love you. If you have an old love you still long to see within your heart, my darling, would be no place for me. So look into your heart and tell me if you're free to love no one but me. I love you.
You bet, that's Dolph Hewitt. New recording on the Janie label, Look Into Your Heart. Nobody can outsing my landlord, I tell you. I got to brag him up because every time the weather's bad, I have to stay at his place overnight and leave in the morning, and it seems like the weather's always bad. Here is my pleasure now to introduce the fellow who invented four-fingered gloves for chili cows, WGN's Farm Service Director, Orion Samuelson.
Oh, thank you very much, Red. I pulled a few, too, when I was up home over the Christmas holidays. They had me working out in the barn a little bit. And speaking of working out in the barn, then, of course, at noontime, 12, 10 to 1 o'clock every day, Elaine Rogers, Eddie Mum, and the Country Fair Boys, Harold Turner, John Omberg, Bob Kuhn, Larry Kane, and yours truly report on Country Fair with a lot of fun and entertainment, but also a lot of information that includes markets, weather, special guest interviews, and things of interest to farm folks throughout the Midwest. So, for what we feel to be the finest in farm service, we hope you'll tune each and every day to the 720 spot, WGN Radio, Chicago.
Thank you very much, Orion. Now get your partner, if you will, because Harold Turner's at the big pipe organ, and we're going to do the Skater's Waltz. Thank you, Harold Turner. Turner? Say, Archie, the Arkansas wood chopper, would you pick and sing for us?
I've got an old old-timer I'd like to do, Red.
Good.
Just One Girl.
That's plenty.
I'm in love with a sweet little girlie, only one, only one. I meet her each morning quite early, rain or sun, rain or sun. To work we go walking together, she and I, she and I. Now we're truly two birds of a feather, this one little girl and I. You won't do much of that. Just one girl, only just one girl. There are others I know, but she's not my pearl. Sun or rain, she is just a happy forever with just one girl. She's 18 and I will be 20 by and by, by and by. Although we are short as to money, what care we, what care we? There's only two flies in the honey, this one little girl and me. Just one girl, I'm sorry, just one girl. Oh, there are others I know, but she's not my girl. Sun or rain, she is just the same. Now I'll be happy forever with just one girl.
Hi, Orion Samuelson once again. Welcome you back to more great Saturday night entertainment here on the WGN Barn Dance. The next portion of the Barn Dance is brought to you by Darling's Soil Builders for the Farm, Darling's Mineral Feeds, and Darling's Triple Action Lawn Food for the Home. Remember that name, Darling.
I will remember. Dance, shake, shake, swing around an element, a little like a swinging on a vine, right here, and it will go line, call, count, catch, cast, swing your eye once and a half. Promenade, you come around with a big foot up, a little foot down like a deer, but walking on a broken ground.
You know where I don't care.
Let's go, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Very much indeed. Now, Orion mentioned Darling several times, but it didn't go out over the air, so I'll do something about that right now. And you know what it means? It means that right now our special guest is coming back to the microphone. Here is Miss Elaine Rogers.
Down yonder someone beckons to me. Down yonder someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race in memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more. Every night, my honey lamb, you're simply grand. Down yonder when the folks get the news, don't wander at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me.
Lane.
Attaboy, Lane.
Attaboy, Lane.
Yeah. You don't look much like a boy, I'll tell you.
Thank you, Bob.
Oh, you're just as welcome as the flowers. Why don't you sing us something else?
Be delighted.
What do you want to sing us something
the
else?
The West, a nest, and you.
Me?
Isn't that nostalgia?
Hey, I know a fellow who'd be happy to hear about this.
Happy. The West, a nest, and you, dear. Oh, what a dream 'twould be. A cozy little cottage beside the western sea. And who knows, someday maybe my dreams will all come true.
Maggie, that was only the title of the song, and she just said it that way because she wanted to introduce it kind of on a, well, all right, that was nice. That was Elaine Rogers, and she was singing The West, a Nest, and Me. Friends, every farmer... Thank you, boys. This past portion of the Barn Dance, friends, has been brought to you by Darling & Company, makers of farm fertilizers since 1882. Darling also...
Sing for me, Mr. B. Sing for me. Sing for me. In town, pardon me if I don't say hello. If I see everybody on the street tomorrow, I'll shoot them. Weather like that. If you get out in the street, you're going to have to wrinkle your forehead and screw your hat on. You know, weather like this and all this snow that we've had has made traffic a kind of a problem, and I figured it out last night. I got it all figured out. What we ought to do when it snows like this and traffic gets bad, you know, and it's slippery, we ought to make all streets one-way streets going south. And then everybody will get on them, and they'll go to Kankakee and let them worry about it. Figure that out by myself. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. You know what the whole thing is here? That's his wife. But he doesn't want to be seen with her because she's married. That's That's what it is. Sure. But never tell your wife to wait on the corner, because the first thing you know, she's going to start window shopping. That can run into money. That's what my wife does. I don't have nothing to wear, and then every closet got her clothes in. I have to carry two suits in the glove compartment of my car. And she got a new hat, and I wish you could see that. Boy, that didn't look like it made a forced landing on a short runway. like the nest of a sloppy eagle. here comes the romantic part.
Wait a minute.
Romantic part coming in. In a dimly lit corner, in a place outside of town. Boy, I used to do that. You'd know, seeing the girls I used to have, you'd know why we had to get in a dark corner too. I always told them I had to sit in the dark because I freckled easy. You know, I sat there one night, and this girl, she put her head on my shoulder. I was surprised. I didn't know it had come off. And I asked her if I could hold her hand. She said, "It's not heavy." She was worth her weight in gold, but she didn't pan out. Oh, I got to tell you something. I have to tell you something that happened the other night. My boy, I don't know how old he is. It changes every year, but Donald Jr. says, Dad, where's the flashlight? I want to go over and see my girlfriend. I says, I never took a light when I was courting. He says, yes, and look what you got. That's why I always say, just walk on by. Wait on the corner.
Oh, boy. Well, I told you early that we were very lucky tonight for several reasons, and that was one of them. Donald Red Blanchard made it tonight, and he wasn't kidding. He was talking about making a forced landing on a short runway. Say, we've got a trio here, which Dolph and the Johnson sisters do together. We'd like to have you here right now. Here they are singing a real snappy thing called Ghost Train. Way out west in Arizona, cowboy tends a herd. A desert lies beneath the sky of blue. Far away as bright as day, ghostly sound is heard. The phantom of the rail comes into view.
Hear that lonesome whistle calling. On his lonely ear is falling. Loud and clear, just hear that lonesome wail. But it's just a ghost, the phantom of the rail.
Little did he know, the train was wrecked the day before, after it had crossed the great divide. Every year it tries again to make it just once more, if only to the California line.
Hear that lonesome whistle calling on the barren desert boiling. Loud and clear, just hear that lonesome wail. But it's just a ghost, the phantom of the rail. Time for our hymn now, and we're asking Elaine Rogers, our special guest in the hayloft this evening, to sing it for us. She's chosen one of my favorites, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be
none but thee.